WJTL Emerson Day. God, I ain't finished yet. Good morning to you and happy Thursday at 7:05.
Tomorrow, the top 25 countdown comes back to you. Join Christy Lee as she counts it down from 9 to 11 and Saturday evening from 7 to 9. Our top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Today, our very special guest from Kavad Theater is Richard Weaver. He's the director of their new show, Matilda Jr. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
How
Wake up, everyone.
How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good today.
Great
How are you?
To see you. I'm doing great. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I want to say hi to Dan Lenning and my wife, Catherine.
Wonderful. So Kavad Theater, you guys have been around for quite a long time, doing a lot with Kavad. Two locations, New Holland, Mannheim. You said you're teaching at Mannheim. How are things going at the new location?
It's good. Yeah, it's a very clean and very new location. So everyone's
right?
really excited about it. But I see a lot of good talent just growing in that area. It's a completely separate area from New Holland, grabbing some new kids from different locations.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the location. I think when I saw you guys were going to go in there, I was like, ah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about Kavad Theater. You guys are doing camp. It's going to end in a performance. You started this Monday. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. The camp itself is a 9 to 3. So you get up early in the morning and then you work, and then you pass out afterwards. It's going really well. The kids are doing a great job. And the show, I'm super excited. We have some really, really talented kids.
So Matilda Jr., tell us a little bit about that. What's the synopsis of it?
Yeah, so this is a little bit different from the movie version, if you've seen that, in that this takes place in a British context. So we have a lot of British humor, which is really fun for the kids
that
to be working on accents and things of that
nature. Oh, yeah.
It's a really beautiful story about a young protagonist girl who is not in a great situation with her parents and with her teachers, showing a little bit of the darkness of this world that we live in. But she has herself, she's always searching for truth and things that are fair and treating people correctly. And she's also just finding solace in other people that are dealing with abuse and things of that nature. Mm. And it's a really beautiful story about how you fight through those really tough parts of your life.
So I'm curious, how do you get the kids to do British accents?
You try really, really hard. Maybe you give them an example, but...
Can you give us an example?
Oh, no.
Come on.
Yeah, let me see. What can I say? Good morning to you. I really hope you're having a beautiful day.
That was perfect.
Beautiful.
Yes,
so you do that, and then you get them to try to copy that.
Yeah, yeah. And luckily, they're using the script, so that way we can work through it. If there's specific words, you know, instead of hair, you're saying air, and there's different things to the accent itself. But
so pulling off the accent is one thing. How do you pull off doing a show in 2 weeks of camp? I mean, basically, you're starting with nothing on day one this past Monday, and by next weekend, you're doing a show.
Yeah, the kids basically work nonstop, whether it's doing fun games or learning music, learning choreography. So we have a really, really big production team. So I just shout out to them. They are a huge help. We have the choreographer, Grace May. We have a bunch of other. Our production team is just really, really strong. And the kids are really excited. That's the big part, is the kids are passionate about this, and you can tell it.
And these are kids who love theater, who love performing, who love singing, which is awesome. Now, you do other things besides getting ready for the show. You're doing devotions, you're playing games, you're doing some other stuff. Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah. So one really cool thing about Kavad is we like to focus a lot on the gospel and on Jesus and his light in the world. And we'll talk about the theme of light and darkness more, but we get to focus in the morning. We have our counselors that meet with each kid in separate groups, and we go through our theme, and we just are able to focus and sit down and talk about God and how the kids can impact each other and the people outside of Kavad itself.
Yeah, I love how you use the gospel to infuse the art, and how then the kids can use their art and their talents to share that in a real way.
Yeah.
I love that. So Kavad doing Matilda Jr. It's happening at the Kavad Theater in New Holland. And tell us the dates and where we can get tickets.
Yes, you can get tickets at kavad.org. And the dates are the 27th and the 28th of this month.
Wonderful. We're going to talk more with Rick coming up about Matilda Jr. Kavad Theater. Check it out. Kavad.org. Click on events. You'll see Matilda the Musical Jr. You'll see all the information you need for all the tickets coming up. Finding Favor, Bay Turner. More music on the way next.